All right, thank you. So, I just wonder, just please think of a time you crossed a boundary or belong somewhere, a new country, a new school, a new church, a new friendship. What was it like to take that first step? What do you feel like? So, Jackie, so when did you come over to Australia from England?
When I first came to Australia, my parents weren't churchgoers.
Yep.
Never were in England.
Mm-hmm.
But they went with my aunt and uncle to the Church of England.
Mm-hmm.
I went with them. But then I met a friend who was a Methodist.
Uh-huh.
And I had been baptised in the Methodist,
yes,
church in England.
Mm-hmm.
So I carried on going to the Methodist church.
Mm.
In Morwell.
Mm.
Then we moved to Ballarat.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the Wendouree Methodist Church, or Uniting Church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As it is now. When I came to Melbourne,
yeah,
I went to several churches and didn't feel at home at all.
Mm.
There was no welcome,
mm,
nothing or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But my younger daughter's mother-in-law,
mm-hmm,
said, would you like to come to church with me?
Mm.
And I said, that would be lovely. And she took me to Sydenham Baptist.
Oh.
And I went there and she said, are you at home here? And I said, no, I'm sorry.
Mm.
So she took me to Springbank Anglican Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there ever since.
Oh.
And as you know, I still go there.
Yeah.
And come here as well.
Yeah.
So
okay,
that's my story.
Okay, thank you for sharing.
Rather long.
All right, Jackie, thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
All right. And also, I wonder, so Jane and Dwayne, so when you came here first time, so you were a student.
Yes.
Yes. So what feel like, so when you cross boundaries from India to here, so what feel like? Yeah. So how about Dwayne? How are you? How's you?
Well, you're always crossing boundaries, so it was just another boundary to cross. once you get all your nervousness, I find people, and you get to the core of,
mm-hmm,
what people are,
mm-hmm,
and you speak almost like heart to heart.
Yeah.
People are always there to help you.
Mm.
And I mean, last week I was in Azerbaijan,
mm,
for the first time,
mm,
and it's a Muslim country, but
yep,
they're not the fanatical type of Muslims, so,
mm,
they are very open.
Mm-hmm.
The most lovely people.
Mm.
So when you come down and speak to the same level, and I think you,
mm,
you speak from human being to human being.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
You break through those boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's an interesting story. Yeah, Azerbaijan, right?
Yeah.
So yes, I heard that that's quite a safe country. That's,
yeah,
my understanding. So some people say, oh, Muslim countries may be dangerous, but Azerbaijan totally different.
The most welcoming people.
That's right.
Muslim.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, they always want to share what they have. They don't have much, but they want,
mm-hmm,
to share with you. And just lovely to see.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And so sweet.
Yes.
So when you came here first time from Philippines, so how'd you feel?
Scared. Nervous.
Nervous.
Yeah. Because when I was younger, like what I was telling you, we're in Korea, I was in a private school, so I had my friends. But when my dad got accepted to come here as an immigrant,
mm,
we had to move to schools, to a government school.
Mm.
So I was very sad. I was crying and I did not want to come here because of the safety net with your friends, because you're moving to a totally different country.
Yes.
So it's like starting over.
Yes.
But it's a bit scary as a kid.
That's right. Thank you for sharing. And so, Chona and George, So why did you decide to move to Australia?
Futures for our kids.
So your kids feel scared? Yeah. So yeah, I understand. So you want the better future for your kids, right? Yeah. I think so. Lori, you same reason to come?
Yes, of course. It's mainly we only had one kid when we left our country, and we were very hopeful for the future, especially with our children. That like what George said. I think for most immigrants, you think about the kids.
Yeah.
Their future.
Yes.
To be better than yours.
Yeah. So, Edwin, you same reason?
Yes. Coming here is a big opportunity for us.
Mm-hmm.
A new start.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of anxiety back then, but I think it's more promising to come here because of the greener pasture.
Yeah.
So that's the boundary.
All right. Yeah. Exactly. So thank you for sharing. So what you just described, that moment of stepping across a line, not knowing what is on the other side, right? It's exactly where our Bible readings take us today. And here is the good news. We are not the first to feel that way. God has been calling people over boundaries for a very, very long time ago. And look around in this room for a moment. Everyone has different faces. Anyone has same faces with me? No? Okay. And different language at home. Different journeys that brought each of you here. Some of you crossed an ocean, most of us. Some of you crossed a street. Some of you crossed a belief. This congregation, Sydenham Caroline Springs Uniting Church, right here, right now, is a living picture of what the Bible calls us today. So our theme today is very simple, calling over the boundaries. And we will see it in two stories from very different times, but with one very consistent God. So in Genesis 12, God speaks to a man named Abram. Not Abraham, the people Abraham. He was called Abram. And what does God say? Leave your country, leave your family, leave your father's house. Go to a land. I will show you. No Google map, no address, no explanation, just a voice and a promise. For many of us in this room, that story is not only ancient story. You know what it feels like to leave, to pack up what you love and step toward something unknown. Perhaps you left a country where you knew every street. Perhaps you left a community where everyone spoke your language. Perhaps you left a version of yourself that felt safe. And God's promise to Abram reaches forward through the centuries to you. I will bless you and you will be a blessing. The boundary you crossed was not just your story. It was part of something much bigger. So when I prepared this sermon, I was reminded about my past. 20 years ago, I came to Melbourne. So as I told you frequently, I couldn't speak in English at all at the time. But at the time, I heard about our college, Pilgrim Theological College, and I had a dream to study in the school at postgraduate students. Actually, it was nonsense at the time. I didn't have any IELTS score, I couldn't speak in English at all. Excuse me, thank you, sorry, that's all. How can I study in that school? But I had a hope. So I got a chance to interview with the academic dean. She was an elderly woman. And yes, I got an interview, but my English was, sorry, sucks. So the Korean minister's wife translated for me. So at the time, the academic dean suggested me, Mike, even if you have really perfect result of IELTS score, don't come. You can't study here. Even OG students, they give up. They run away. How could you study in this school? Think about that. How was my feeling? I was disappointed totally. I think she didn't have to speak like that. Just, okay, if you got the results, and then come again. That's the answer I expected, but she's really realistic. Yeah, she said, you can study here. At the time, yes, I decided, and I had a dream, another dream. I will be studying here a couple of years later. I will graduate your school later, and I will become the minister of United Church in here, and I will show you. And I did it. But she wasn't there. She already retired. At the time, yes, I was stuck with this word. I will bless you, and you will be a blessing. This sentence made me stand and still encouraging me to be better and better. Okay, so fast forward to Matthew 9. Jesus is walking through town and he sees a man sitting at a tax collector's booth. In those days, a tax collector was not just disliked, he was considered a traitor. He worked for the foreign rulers, Roman Empire. He was the person everyone else avoided. And Jesus walks straight up to him and says two words, follow me, follow me. Then it gets even more surprising. Matthew throws a dinner party and Jesus sits down to eat with all of Matthew's friends, the people that polite religious society had crossed off the list. When the religious leaders complain, and Jesus says, I did not come to call the righteous, I came to call sinners. So notice what Jesus does not do. He does not ask Matthew to clean himself up first. He does not wait until Matthew is more acceptable. He calls him as he is, from where he is, right across the boundary that everyone else was too uncomfortable to cross. So here is the thread that connects both stories. In Genesis, Abram's crossing does not just bless him. It opens a channel of blessing for all the families of the earth. In Matthew, Matthew's table does not just welcome him. It becomes a gathering place for everyone who thought the door was closed to them. So every time God calls someone over a boundary, the blessing does not stop with that one person. It flows outward. That is what this church is. You are not an accident of geography. God has gathered people from many nations, many stories, many journeys into one place. And the calling on this community is the same calling that came to Abram, the same calling that came to Matthew. You are blessed so that you can be a blessing. So Jerry, I hope you will be a blessing. Ina, Sweet, Sugar, George, I pray you will be a blessing. And all of you, I pray for you, become the channel of peace, channel of blessing, and a blessing. I think Australia is still working out what it means to be a country of many peoples. Our congregation, Sydney and Caroline Springs United Church, can be a sign right in the middle of this society of what happens when God's call reaches over every line we draw. So in a few moments, we will gather around another table. Not Matthew's table, not our own table, the Lord's table, Holy Communion. So, and I want you to know, this table is the most boundary-crossing table in history. It was set by Jesus, who ate with tax collectors and sinners. It holds bread and cup that are offered to every person from every nation, every background, every story. There is no border. There is no border control at this table. Everyone will be welcome. There is only the grace of the one who calls us over every boundary to come and eat together. So whatever boundary you had to cross to be here this afternoon, of culture, of language, of doubt, of past hurt, you are welcome. The call has already come to you. The same voice that said to Abram, go. The same voice that said to Matthew, follow me, says to you today. So, come as you are. You belong here. Amen. So let us pray. Lord God, thank you for calling us over every boundary that kept us apart. Thank you for the table you have set for people like us, people from every nation and every story. As we come to this bread and cup, may we remember that your grace reaches further than we can imagine. May we live here ready to be your blessing in this land and in this world. Amen.